You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, a former Environmental Protection Agency official tells us why he's opposing President Trump's pick for head of that agency.
First, a new study on cervical cancer treatment and minority groups finds that a woman's race plays a big role in her treatment outcome. A study published last week in the Journal Obstetrics and Gynecology found nearly half of minority women receive cervical cancer treatment that doesn't meet national standards.
These results come on the heels of another recent study that found African American women are dying from the disease at a rate comparable to that of women in many poor developing nations.
Dr. Laurel Rice joins us now. She's chair of obstetrics and gynecology at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health. She's also the co-author of this latest study on minority women receiving poor treatment for cervical cancer. Dr. Rice, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
Your newly published study on cervical cancer looked at more than 16,000 patients. Can you fill us in on what you discovered?
Yes. It is well known through a variety of sources that cervical cancer in this country, while the rate is quite low, is disproportionately high in underrepresented minorities. Publication that came out this month highlights that fact, both in terms of incidence and mortality, and directly attributes it to the lack of healthcare providers to follow national cancer established guidelines. So there are a large number of patients in the study, as you mentioned, and the conclusion shows, again, that there's racial and ethnic disparities in the delivery of guideline-based care. And it's not just at low-volume hospitals, it's at high-volume hospitals as well, if not more so.
Yeah, go into that a little bit. You found this greatest disparity in care was found at high-volume hospitals. What's happening there?
Well, I think the assumption has been in the past that at smaller hospitals, smaller healthcare facilities, the rate of the lack of following guideline-based care would be higher. And that assumption is based on a variety of thoughts and concepts. But I think what we can see here is that it's not relevant. Patients who are underrepresented minorities at every level in terms of hospital capacity still continue to suffer from this disparity in outcomes as it relates to cervical cancer.
And your findings go hand in hand with this other new study that found African American women are dying from cervical cancer at a rate comparable to women in third world countries. Are both of these studies telling us something about the continuum of care for women who happen to be Black or Hispanic?
Yes, and Kate, I have to tell you, this is corroborative evidence. There is a plethora of data that supports health disparities as it relates to race and ethnicity for cervical cancer in this country. It's just that with both of these new studies, it looks at it from a slightly different angle. And the paper that you just talked about that came out in Cancer highlighted the fact that when one, meaning the healthcare system, corrects for women who have already undergone hysterectomy, the disparity as it relates to race becomes even greater. Because obviously, if a woman has had a hysterectomy, for the most part, developing cervical cancer is highly improbable. So I just need to say, I don't think this is novel, either study. I think both studies highlight the fact that this cancer disproportionately affects underrepresented minorities. And it raises, you know, a very important question in this country, which is access to health care. Because cervical cancer is preventable. There is an excellent screening platform to screen and diagnose pre-cancer and then treat it. And underrepresented minorities are not enjoying the same access to health care.
Well, let's bring this back to Wisconsin. In the day-to-day clinical setting, have you seen patients or heard anecdotes that these racial disparities in cervical cancer outcomes are happening right here in Wisconsin?
Well, I think in my practice, it's very difficult to discuss anecdotal data, but there is a very strong data set put out by the Wisconsin Cancer Data Bulletin that really shows that Hispanic women in Wisconsin are 2 times more likely than non-Hispanic women to be diagnosed with cervical cancer, and that the incidence rate of cervical cancer is 80% higher among African-American women than white women. So Wisconsin is just as it is in the rest of the country, disproportionate number of underrepresented minorities are suffering from cervical cancer.
We're talking with Dr. Laurel Rice. She's chair of obstetrics and gynecology at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health. She's co-author of a new study in the journal Obstetrics and Gynecology that found nearly half of minority women receive cervical cancer treatment that doesn't meet national standards. With the repeal or perhaps retooling of the Affordable Care Act that's likely to be on the horizon here, what do you see coming up that could impact women and cervical cancer prevention and treatment?
Well, I think that the landscape looks very difficult. It's hard to predict what's going to happen as it stands right now, but this particular cancer, in that there is successful screening and treatment of early pre-cancer, would be disproportionately affected by a decrease in access to care. And I don't know that to be the case, depending on what happens at the national government level, but I do believe that the Accountable Care Act provides for women in a meaningful way, women of lower socioeconomic class, and all the other factors that contribute to health disparities.
And cervical cancer screenings, as you said, are supposed to be very good and widely available at the clinic setting. What are the barriers you see for minority groups to get access to this preventative care?
This is a multi-pronged problem. If you look at socioeconomic class, resources, racial discrimination, education, health disparities in this country are based on a broad platform, and there's just no doubt it exists. The dissecting the reasons for that and correcting them is obviously much more difficult. I think, you know, it's not only screening for cervical cancer, but then it's the next step of treating pre-invasive disease, because we know that if we treat pre-invasive disease, we can obviate the development of cervical cancer.
So how can physicians and health systems fix these racial disparities? Because, as you said, cervical cancer is largely preventable.
Committing to programmatic expansion of screening services for women, all women, women of lower socioeconomic class, et cetera, is the first step. And that is a broad platform. It would require investment and commitment to women's health and recognizing where many women of lower socioeconomic class do receive their health care, keeping those clinics highly functional. For example, Planned Parenthood does a lot of screening for cervical cancer, and I think that's a fact that's overlooked by many. And I think that there's not one answer to that question, but it takes commitment and resources and acknowledgement that this is a preventable cancer.
So, can this cervical cancer research tell us something more broadly about cancer in minority populations?
Well, I think that across the spectrum, I can't think of, maybe it's a lack of funded knowledge, I can't think of a cancer that disproportionately affects underrepresented minorities. So again, this is not a novel concept in and of itself. Health disparities in this country has been studied by the Institute of Medicine, the CDC. A lot of attention has been focused on it. So while it's not novel, I think it does put the spotlight on this. And I think that the opportunity to make a difference here, if we invest and really pour some energy into preventing cervical cancer would pay off.
Dr. Rice, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure. Thanks for the invitation. I appreciate the opportunity.
That was Dr. Laurel Rice, Chair of Obstetrics and Gynecology at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health. She's co-author of a new study that found nearly half of minority women receive an inferior standard of treatment for cervical cancer. The findings were published last week in the journal Obstetrics and Gynecology.